You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. That's one part blah, 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 one part ha, 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 and just a smidgen of ta-da!
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
Okay.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Alright, I get it. Okay, alright. Hey, welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm part of that title. It's got my name in it, so it better be good. Let's do it. If you enjoy today's show, then it's the Ron Van Dam Show. If you don't enjoy the show for some reason, it's the Becky Johnson program. And I'm Becky Johnson. I You know what I wanted to be on Halloween all the time when I was a kid and a young adult and an older person? I wanted to be a pirate, because you don't have to talk. You don't have to express yourself or get into conversations. All you have to do is every once in a while, I. That's all. I don't know what to say. Hey, pirate, what are you wearing that patch over?
My eye.
Hey, pirate, what does Donald Trump care about all the time?
I.
You want to make sure everything's done completely. You got to cross your T's and dot your what?
I's. You got to dot your I.
Called exhausting a joke beyond its effectiveness. Welcome to the program. How are you? Good to be with you on this fine day in October. Is it already? I don't know where you live, and to be honest with you, I don't care. But today, in my area, in the Boston area, they are expecting a high of 83 degrees. Excuse me, did someone ever tell you that's October? Yeah, there is a possibility today that across the Northeast and also the Midwestern states, that records could be broken, heat records could be broken today for the highest temperature on this date. Well, is that a surprise to you? That we're breaking records for heat? What? When does that happen? Every day? God, wake up. Smell the coffee and the roses, both. We're in deep doo-doo here. 82 degrees, 83 degrees in Boston in October? What are you, drunk? So now I don't know what to do. I think my what do you wear when it's 80 degrees outside in October?
What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today? What are you wearing? What are you wearing? What are you wearing today? Today?
Here's what people will be wearing today in 83 degree weather in October, which is happening to approximately, 83 million people will be affected by this heat today? What do you wear? Well, I think what you wear is, as odd as it sounds, you wear shorts and a sweatshirt. What? It makes no sense. I know. I've been seeing this lately, this John Fetterman kind of look, where you wear shorts, baggy shorts at that. You wear shorts, but you wear a sweatshirt on the top of your body. So you look conflicted. I'm cold. I'm hot. I'm cold. My legs are freezing. My upper torso is too warm. I don't understand that. What kind of fashion statement is that?
Well, Ron, I do running in the morning, and I try to keep my legs open to the air, but I also wear a sweatshirt.
Don't you get warm?
I don't know. That's what people wear.
I wear it. I.
Shorts and a sweatshirt? What happened to you? What happened to you? You make no sense anymore. Clothes make no sense. The funniest thing, and I know I've talked about this before, so I'm not going to shut up. Funniest thing I see are the ripped jeans, and they actually sell them ripped around the knee and a little bit above the knee. The calf, I think they call it the calf now. Ripped jeans sold that way. Fashion statement. I don't understand it. I can't. In my head, I cannot get around it. What? Why? What? Is it sexy to have your jeans ripped? Yes, I want the domestic abuse look. I find that to be quite sexy. Something's wrong here. What's wrong with you people? What happened to society? Well, Ron, anything goes, and anything is going. Ripped jeans. You wouldn't dare wear ripped jeans to church, would you? Would you? The Lord forgives me for wearing ripped jeans, so I shall wear them to church. You don't even know what you're talking about. Unbelievable. Ripped jeans. Are you kidding me? And that's why, as I said many times before, I am starting a new line of clothing, especially for men, but also for women. And it's called the Ripped Undergarments. If you're going to buy ripped jeans, then you're going to buy my ripped underpants for men and my ripped panties for women. Now, men are probably saying, "Here, ripped panties, not a bad idea." See, there you go. There you go again. Ripped underpants? I don't think men or women want that. Would women find that? Oh, look, he's got ripped underpants. I don't think they would go for that. Men, ripped panties? Yeah, you got yourself a business. So, any takers? You want to invest in my company? RVDs, ripped BVDs. Do you want to get into it, huh? Do you want to get into it? You have to fund it. Go fund it. Go fund me. Now, that sounds so much like something else I would like to say, but I can't. Children could be listening. Hey, go fund me. Hey, right here. Go fund me. I must tell you, if you do invest in my ripped underpants and underpanties, then you take an incredible risk in losing your money. But if you find that that is not an obstacle for you, I'll take it, man. I'll take it. Go to my fund me page and fund me, man. Fund me. And when I'm not looking, you can fund me. When I'm looking, you can fund me. Fund behind my back. Fund in front of me. Fund me. Go fund me, will you? Something's wrong all over the place. Yeah, so ripped jeans, ripped panties, ripped underpants. It's a ripped up world, ladies and gentlemen. It's a ripped up world. Now, just in case I have lost the attention of any of my listeners, which is a gross possibility, I will now hold up a picture of a puppy dog.
Aww.
I got you back. Isn't that amazing? How a picture of a little puppy dog makes everybody stop in their tracks, and you have to go, aw. It's a rule. It's a law. It's in the Bible. If you see a puppy dog, you have to stop completely and say, aw. You have to do it.
Aww.
Now, that is a big change, because you used to do that with babies. Not so much anymore. No, not so much with babies. Hey, look, here's my little baby. That's nice. Looks like your dentist. I don't know what to say here. That's a very cute baby. I've never seen a cute baby before. They cry, they pee in your face. I mean, whatever, have a nice day. I mean, like, I know it's very, very painful, and it takes over your life, but everybody can do that. But here's a puppy dog.
Aww.
I know, totally different. We've melded into the pet society. Because as we all know, pets are far more endearing than people are. When's the last time you had an argument with your pet? They don't argue because they don't speak English or any other language. I'm sorry. So maybe a dog will bark at you here and there, but, okay. But when people bark at you, whoa, get out of my life. Oh, that's like heavy. They can insult you and turn you into a mad person. Dog, not so much. So, I don't know. I think our society has changed somewhat, don't you? We have turned into a cult society, ladies and gentlemen. We've always been a cult society. We always have. Everything we do that we're interested in, and we drop everything else for that, and we pledge our allegiance to it no matter what it does, no matter how it harms us, that's a cult. That's an obsession. And right now, in our society, we are into obsessions and cults. Very dangerous time of life, ladies and gentlemen, in our history, but yet this is where we are. And we also have ripped jeans. Put them all together, spells mother. I'm telling you, man. Telling you. Gotta be careful these days. Gotta be careful. All right, I have a guest coming up shortly. Not that my guest is necessarily short. Could be. I don't know. Not a lot of people are tall. Some people are short. I mean, some people are smart. Some people are stupid. Some people are tall. Some people are short. Some people are skinny. Some people are fat. That's what makes this world a wonderful, beautiful place to live in. Not so much the different cultures, but the different sizes. I think that's interesting. I ordered a t-shirt yesterday from a place called Custom Ink. Sounds like a tattoo place, but it isn't. They put stuff on t-shirts. Now, I have a company, New England Broadcasting, as you probably know, and televisuals, as you probably know that as well. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. So we decided to get some t-shirts for people. And we had some imprinted, lovely black t-shirts with the name of the company on it. And I had them made up. And they sent me a sample, and I found that the t-shirt was too small for me. I am an extra large. That's the way I take my coffee. That's the way I like myself, extra large. I probably should be happy just being a large, but no, I must be extra large. Am I fat? No. I'm 6'3". I weigh about 215 pounds. You know, I've got some substance going on here. But this thing was too short. I mean, the t-shirt was like above my belt line. And I'm still young enough where my belt line is down at my hips. The older you get, the higher your pant line gets. My pant line has not moved, so I guess I'm all right. When your belt line is up to your breasts, you move to Florida. These are rules. I don't make them up. This is the way it is. Get with the program. I don't have to move to Florida yet because of my belt line. It's still low. I still wear my pants on my hips. I still have hips. Still have an ass. I think I'm doing all right.
I am doing all right.
You know, Pirates for Punishment, they made you walk the plank. I don't know about that. I'm not into that. Isn't that like a diving board? What's the difference?
Walk the plank. Dive on the diving board.
What's the difference? I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Why do pirates only have one eye?
Eye.
Why? How come they don't have two? What happened to them? What do they do that makes them lose an eye all the time? Run with scissors. That's the answer. Hey, this is a boat. Don't run with scissors. You're going to put your eye out like all these other people. All of us. We ran with scissors. We know what happens. This is what happens when you run with scissors. The entire pirate community can attest to that. I have no idea what I was talking about previously. Oh, the t-shirts. So I called up the Custom Ink people and I said, look, I think it says extra large on the t-shirt, but it doesn't fit me like an extra large. I have extra large t-shirts and they all fit me fine. This one is tight and it's too short. And they said, well, we're going to take care of you. We're going to get you another one. We're going to get you another one right now. And they're making up another one for me. I thought that was really nice. I kind of sat back in my chair after that and I thought, wow, for once, a company that does something properly. I'll tell you why I'm pissed off about something else. And this is just to kill time. I have a Sony TV. Thank you. It's in my living room. Big sucker. Sony TV. Beautiful TV. Everything's wonderful about it. Every once in a while, computers, TVs, smart TVs, they do updates. And they happen while you're sleeping. You don't know when an update's going to occur. They don't tell you. They tell you when it's been done, but they don't tell you anything else. So an update was done through my smart TV automatically through the Wi-Fi thing, and I don't understand how that works either. And all of a sudden, my TV don't work. It doesn't do what it used to do. It's missing some of the setting options that used to be there. Now, for some reason, they're not on the menu anymore, so I called the Sony people. They were very nice. I actually got to speak to somebody. Ooh, these days, that's amazing. Spoke to a guy, admittedly, didn't sound American, but whatever at this point. And he was very, very helpful. And he said, and he had me on hold a lot because he was trying to figure this out too. And he said, you know, Mr. Van Dam, those options that used to be on your smart TV, you know, for settings, I think it was, we did an update, I think, recently, and that somehow wiped out parts of your menu there on your smart TV. I said, well, what can I do about it? Oh, wait for another update. When is that going to happen? I don't know. Will the update take care of the problem? I don't know. Have you had other people calling about this? Yes, we have. And what did you say to them? Same thing. Just wait for the update. So I got mad and I said, look, my TV was fine. You made it not work properly. And he said, Mr. Van Dam, how long have you had the TV? I said, about 3 years. He says, well, it's out of warranty. The TV could have broken on its own. We wouldn't have replaced it then either. So, whatever. Whoa. Now, he didn't say it exactly like that, but that was the gist of it. Did I say gist by mistake? Yeah, I did. I think I said something wrong. Anyway, so that's it. So I'm mad at Sony TV now. Sometimes, you know, life just deals the cards. And sometimes the cards are good and sometimes the cards are bad. And, you know, I can't afford to throw the deck out all the time. Every time I find a deck of cards with some bad cards in it, I can't just throw the whole deck out. I don't have that kind of money. decks cost money. So now I'm stuck with this TV that doesn't do certain things. My smart TV is stupid, thanks to the good people at Sony, their own TV. I don't like updates. Every time there's an update, something's changed that I don't like. It was fine the way it was before. Stop updating. If you want to update for security purposes, I get that, because we're constantly being attacked by security things and hacking. I get that. But in doing so, some of that software changes the actual the thing. And now it doesn't operate like this. Just stop with the updates. Just shut up and leave me alone. And that's why it's better if in life you become a pirate for Halloween, because all you have to say is, "I." That's so much easier.
Gentlemen, have you ever been in the mood for a nice knish or maybe bagel in the schmear, but you're also in the mood for some exotic dancing? You can't find those in the same place. Until now. I'm Moishe Kaufman, inviting you to come visit us at Moishe's Knish and Strippers, the area's first genuine kosher deli and titty bar. Come in and rock out with your locks out and check out our dancers. These girls are so nice, you'll plots, and they're all certified kosher. Maybe not the kind of girl you bring home to mother, but once you see Delia fold a dollar bill without using her hands, you won't care what mom thinks. Look, Bubby, you're in a strip club. That alone is enough to kill her, so live a little. Every Thursday, don't miss our buns and brisket buffet from noon to 6. Moishe's Knish and Strippers is closed on the Sabbath. Hey, we might be a little unorthodox, but we're not heathens.
Kathy Guillermo joins us now. She's Senior Vice President of Equine Matters for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. That's PETA, of course. We speak to PETA on a regular basis, and we're talking now about the horse situation. Thanks for being with us today.
I'm very happy to be here.
You use the phrase equine. That's the proper reference, is that correct? But we're talking about horses.
We're talking about horses today, that's right.
Okay. And as PETA points out, there are plenty of industries that haven't really gotten the point of being humane just yet. And one of those industries are the horses with the racetracks and such. We've talked in the past about the mistreatment of the horses in large cities like New York, the carriage rides, horses in traffic, and being cooped up in small little stables and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of abuse going on here. But we're talking about the racetrack, and we still have a lot of human beings who bet on this stuff, I guess.
You know, we sure do. And I will say that few of the racetracks in America actually have human beings that go in to visit them any longer. Racing is certainly declining, but in spite of that, we've got a huge number of horses who are dying on these tracks around the country every single week.
Yeah, and then rich people with big hats and champagne stand there and watch this. It's a little weird and sickening at the same time. What goes on behind the scenes, Kathy?
Well, this is what we know. There are decades of necropsy reports, the autopsies for horses, that show that 90% of all these broken bones that lead to the horses being euthanized when they break a bone during the race or while training on the track, 90% of them, right at the very place the bone breaks, there is an injury already. There's a pre-existing injury. Legal medication that's used rampantly by the racing industry, it masks these injuries. So one of the first things we need to see is that the horse is not given any drugs in the two weeks leading up to a race. And we're also advocating for sophisticated CT imaging equipment that can be used as a screening tool on the horses to detect these injuries. These are two very simple things. There are a number of other things that racing can do to protect the horses. But right now, they're pretending, you know, we really have no idea why this happened. We can't find a common cause, and that's what we have to get around.
You would think that the racing commissions would be on your side here in order to make it as safe as possible for the animals and therefore not promote cheating and drugs, etc., but not the case entirely?
Very rarely. We've seen the California Horse Racing Commission take some drastic steps, or drastic compared to the rest of the states where this racing occurs. But that was because California came under so much fire in 2019 when horses were dying in huge numbers at Santa Anita. It seems to me that the other racing commissions are beholden for some reason to the people who own and train these horses. And they really need to be beholden to the horses themselves and to the public who doesn't want to watch this happen.
Wow. I know the state in which I live, they banned dog racing quite a few years ago for that very reason.
A lot of people in horse racing are very frightened that that's what's going to happen to their industry. People didn't want to see dogs dying and being exploited, and people don't want to see it with horses either, so I think they have a very good reason to be worried.
They definitely do. Now, Budweiser is mentioned in our conversation. Why is PETA going after Budweiser?
You know, these beautiful Clydesdales that we see in TV commercials and in parades who are pulling that beer wagon, I think few people realize that their tailbones are being amputated when they're very young.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. If you look at the Clydesdales the next time you see them on TV, you will see that at the very end of their rump, where there should be a long, beautiful, flowing tail, there's a little nub with a ribbon around it. And this is just done for cosmetic reasons. There's no other reason to do it other than it has been the style of draft horses going back a couple of hundred years. And we're saying stop cutting off the tailbones of these horses. And we're trying to hold Budweiser's feet to the fire here to make sure they do right by these animals going forward.
I've never really noticed. So when I see a Clydesdale in a parade or something like that, they've already been cut?
That's right. This happens at the ranch where the horses are born and where they're taken care of when they're young, the Warm Springs Farm in Missouri. And we did a video investigation, and we showed these little tiny tails off the end of these horses' backs. And, you know, the tails are part of their spine.
Yeah.
It's a very serious surgery or injury that they're creating to the horses. They're entirely cutting off their defense against insects.
Well,
horses need that.
Are they being covered up when they're paraded? Is that what's happening? I've never noticed just that on the Clydesdale.
Yeah, they just put a kind of a red ribbon on that little
knob. Really?
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
I think most people don't have any idea and don't notice.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. This is a surgery that's illegal in many European countries. And I shouldn't even call it a surgery, because a lot of times what they'll do is put a band around the tail or cut it off surgically. Both methods incredibly painful.
My God, I had no idea. Well, I'm looking at this differently now when I see a Clydesdale or go to one of those state fairs or something where they're paraded around. Besides, who likes to be paraded around? Well, actually, dancing schools do that. No, so different though.
Yeah, you know, it's not necessarily a very fun life for these horses to be on the road 300 or so days a year while they're doing this. And on top of that, their chief line of defense against biting insects, their balance is impaired. All of this has been changed because of what's done to them when they're just really tiny foals.
Wow. Tremendous amount of abuse on horses by humans. It's amazing. Well, I hope that PETA is as successful as it was with the dog racing and getting the bears out of the performing zoos and the circuses, etc. PETA does some wonderful work, but unfortunately these things take time. But you also need the help of the public, don't you?
We sure do. It's crucial that these companies hear from people, and that's really the strength of PETA is our millions of supporters, so they can go to PETA.org and take action on these things.
Well, I know Budweiser would certainly listen if some sales dropped off, even minimally, and in racetracks, well, God, humans are so blind to what's going on sometimes if they would just stop betting on these horses as well. But I don't think that's going to happen. So all we can try to do is improve the conditions in some situations. Kathy, you've been a lot of help. PETA.org is where you can go to make yourself known to them, and they can pass that on. Thank you so much for your time today. All right, that'll do it for me today. I'm Becky Johnson. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new program. Please join me then at any time at your convenience is fine. 7 in the morning, 10 in the morning, noon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock in the evening, 6 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock in the evening, 8 o'clock in the evening, 10 o'clock at night, midnight. Doesn't matter. I'm always here. We actually, on these many of these platforms that I appear upon, almost all of them, you can listen to any one of like 2,500 episodes. They're all there. That's unheard of, but now you've heard of it. Okay, kids. By the way, again, my social media manager says, please, whatever you're listening to this thing on, unless it's a radio station where you can't do this, please like me. You don't have to love me. You don't have to go out to dinner with me. We don't have to have conversation. We don't have to swap bodily fluids. Just like me. I mean, is that a lot to ask? I'm not that bad. And if you want to subscribe to the show, hit that little thing too. I don't know what it does. I guess I send you a magazine. I don't understand what that is. But tap on, hit everything that's good, okay? And I would appreciate that. And actually, my social media manager would appreciate that. And she's told me to say that. Okay, have a great day. Until next time, I wish you peace.